This workshop is bringing together two groups of people. First is a group of grassroots women leaders who are working on environment, who are actually on the ground addressing the challenges of climate change and disasters. And the second group are policymakers from 10 countries in Africa.
What does the workshop aim to achieve?
The purpose for this workshop is really to start up a discussion amongst the communities on the ground and the national policymakers on this issue of climate change and disasters. We would like to move the issues from policy to real practice.
Can you give me an example or two of the kind of indigenous knowledge that African women are bringing to this workshop?
These women, they are addressing the impacts of climate change in a very sustainable manner. For example, in agricultural practices, they are looking into innovative ways for conservation. There are some groups that are undertaking drip irrigation to conserve water. There are women who are looking into options for renewable energy, such as solar energy and bioenergy, and they are using this in their daily work and in their lifestyles to improve their lives, to increase their income, and also to provide for their families.
Do they have access to the resources that are required for them to utilize, for instance, solar energy?
The access to the resources and the technologies is not uniform. It is imbalanced across countries, across communities. And particularly women are facing the gender inequalities that exist in many communities that hinder women's access, for example, to credit, to land, and also to other services that they require, including education. There are imbalances that need to be addressed. Despite these imbalances, these women are making efforts. They are providing solutions for change.
Is the UNDP in any way helping these African women to face these challenges?
Absolutely. We are working with partners in this area of gender and climate change. For example, we are working with over 90 organizations in an alliance called the Global Gender and Climate Alliance to advance gender equality and women's empowerment in the area of climate change and disaster risk reduction. We are also going to the ground to really see what women are doing on the ground to address the impacts of climate change, but also how they are addressing the impacts of climate change. So we want to really showcase women not just as vulnerable groups, but also as active agents of change. So I could give an example.
Yeah, I'm interested, for instance, in some concrete projects that UNDP is involved with, which help these women to deal with this. Challenges.
Yes, we have actually an ongoing partnership with the government of Israel. And recently, we had an agribusiness training, a tool for empowerment of rural women. We brought 25 participants from 6 African countries in the Horn of Africa to Israel for this training. It's a very comprehensive training on agriculture. The training is very practical. It is simple. It is at a small scale level and easily replicable in Africa. So this is a training that is ongoing. One of the countries that was represented, for example, is Kenya. And the participants, they have already started replicating the training on the ground to communities on the ground. For example, if you're keeping cattle in your farm, then you also open up your home to visitors, both domestic and international tourists who really can come, for example, from the cities to the farm. The children can see how the cattle is milked. The family can play around and rest. And of course, in the process, they also buy produce from the farm, which is really a way of empowerment for them.
Why is it so important to empower women and to involve women in all these agricultural activities?
There's research-based evidence that really exists right now that shows that promoting gender equality and investing in resources to increase the opportunities for women and girls results in progress across all Millennium Development Goals. A recent study by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization states that if women farmers were given the same access to resources such as land, finance, and technology as men, their agricultural yields could increase by 20 to 30%. National agricultural output could rise by 2.5 to 4%, and the number of malnourished people could be reduced by 12 to 17%. So this clearly is evidence-based that illustrates there is really need for us to put effort towards having equitable decision-making processes which are inclusive and participatory and fully includes the views, the priorities, the needs of both men and women.